Now, so your grandfather came to this country and landed, you said, in New Orleans?
I think so, yeah, in New Orleans. Now, why he got over here, I cannot remember. Some of the writings that came back indicates that he was a skilled mechanic in his sawmill. One of my steam engines. He could put them together, repair them. He could do things that nobody else around here could do based on his training in Scotland. His knowledge of mechanics he brought with him. So why he went over, I suppose it was the sawmills at Moss Point that attracted him. Yeah, he moved there. I know that there are a good many other people came from Europe who were technicians and mechanics. Of course, a lot of know-how that settled in Moss Point in this area. One was family up there in Moss Point. A man came from Germany. And that fella had almost an industrial plant up there. He had a shoe factory, Rich Mill, Iron Foundry, a Mason Keel establishment. And a big family, they kept the business going. What caused them not to expand and keep going was if they didn't change over to new technical things and kept the old system. A great many who have a called Sudo came by settling this over and showed those people how to do a lot of things. Well, that's true all over the United States, don't you think? Mm-hmm. That the bright minds came from Europe.
Did your grandfather fight the Civil War?
Why, not this. Not my grandfather on my father's side. He was in New Orleans during the Civil War and was too valuable to go. They were building the ships. I think they built a submarine. He was in the shipyard. And he was still a citizen of Scotland. He's not a citizen of this country. Maybe he is. But my grandfather on mother's side, of course, he was a terrible. We're always warlike, I guess. My father was the only one who missed the war because he was not in military age, Spanish-American War, but he had a young family then. And I went in 1918. My two sons were in for a long time. Grandson had his hits too.
Your wife, can you tell me where she's from?
Yes, my wife, a native of Holmes County, Mississippi. That is called a border county. Half of it is in the Delta, and half of it, about half, is in the hills. She lived on the hillside in Durant, Mississippi. Her name was Ollie. I don't know much about her. Her parents died when she was young, but her background is from the Carolinas, too. She graduated from MSCW. Call it now Mississippi Women's University, Columbus. Came around Moss Point to teach school.